Okay. I know we're probably a little bit late to the party on this one. But I think it's really time we have a word about Mary Winehouse, don't you? For those of you who don't know, Mary Winehouse was a bitch. She was the British version of what all the fucking neoconservative right-wing Christian assholes play the American media system with. She hated every type of swearing. Bloody, for instance, which isn't really a fucking swear, but she fucking hated it, there you go. She hated cartoons. Tom and Jerry, she fucking hated Tom and Jerry. She hated Doctor Who, a fucking kids program and a weird science man who lives in a little box. She fucking hated that shit. She was a fucking psychotic bitch with a massive stick up her ass about everything in the history of fucking television, pretty much. She got her hatred from her Christian beliefs. But I have to think, wouldn't Jesus Christ have had a sense of humor? Getting up and nailing himself to a big fucking wooden tea. That's pretty fucking funny, isn't it? Yes. Margaret Thatcher loved her. If that's not a sign that you're a fucking basket case, having Margaret Thatcher fucking love you, I don't know how it is. Everybody else fucking hated her now. She fucking brought lawsuits against every fucking president. Gay magazines, pornographic magazines, BBC. Just one fucking thing at a time. Bitching. Fucking bitch that she was. She fucking hated sex. I think she fucking never had sex. I think her children she fucking stole from somebody else. That she and her husband broke into some fucking sexitarium one night and stole the children of some happy couple. Put them in a burlap sack, brought them home and raised them as their own. Claiming to stalk brought them. Cause she fucking clearly hated everything, and she didn't want a fucking cock inside her now, would she? No. Unless her husband came on his hands and rubbed it inside of her, but that's not really that effective as a means of fucking conceiving a child, is it? Not really. So she kidnapped these children and brought them into her mind and raised them nice and well. I just kept her over her and now her children never fucking know. She died at the ripe old age of 91, a bitter, twisted, lonely woman, hated by fucking everybody who ever fucking lived in the United Kingdom. And now people routinely go to her grave and urinate and defecate upon it, which is what she deserves, really. The lesson here is, don't be a cunt. Goodbye, Mary, you fucking bitch. Never come back as a zombie, or else we'll just have to mock you all over again, really, won't we? Yes.